Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and in the studio with me this morning is Eric Van Sice and Jennifer McNichol from the Sitka School Board. Thank you guys for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about the communication plan, some of the strategies you guys are, that the school district is working on to, goodness, reach a lot of different goals. So what is this communication plan? Where did this come out of?
I'll start with that, I guess. Communication is something that, you know, has been a frequent topic at the board level when we evaluate ourselves, which we do annually, kind of how are we doing, how are we addressing the needs of the district, and communication, getting the message out, improving kind of back and forth communication with staff, with students, with community members, with everyone, always comes up. So it's been a topic for a while. It took until the school year was over, when we had a few less things on our plate. In August, we had a work session that was specifically focused on trying to address communication and develop some strategies to improve communication. And maybe I'll throw it to Eric here to list kind of some of the ideas we came up with.
Yeah,
so anyways, yeah, we did that. And then what we did wait for was in October for the election to get finalized, so we would have our know who was on board. And we basically identified such things as the district Facebook page, Sitka School District, Twitter, which is Twitter at Sitka Schools, Instagram, I know we're working on that potentially right now, and Snapchat, where some other, you know, social media sites, because recognizing how much that has expanded the ability to get the word out and provide two-way communication. And then the traditional, you know, broadcast media with, you know, yourselves, KCAW, Sentinel, KIFW, and different, you know, media sources there. Email groups, kind of your standard. There's still quite a few people that we reach out to that follow just, you know, straight up email. And then we also identify as needed different face-to-face user groups and whatnot to just enhance that two-way communication so that we can provide clear information and also receive information from the community and parents at large.
So this is, so like you said, the community, parents at large, but when you're talking about these more, you know, modern social media platforms, this is more than just communication with the parents. This is getting a hold of the kids too. This is that communication with really everyone involved in the learning process.
Yeah, well, and also just the community at large.
Yeah.
You know, the entire community of Sitka, whether folks have kids in the district or grandkids in the district or relatives in the district, everybody is involved in education in this town, whether they realize it or not. And so it's important that, you know, we're thinking about every group and not just students and families even, but everybody.
So what's the goal of all this communication? Make sure everyone's aware of what's going on and hearing back. Is this about not only what's going on, but important things that the school needs, or what are you trying to share?
Well, you know, it is current happenings. You know, obviously, we've got upcoming things. There's always things on the horizon. For example, we're beginning the budget process soon, and this is where we hope that platform will enable good communication. It's also just, you know, as different events come up, unplanned or whatever, just a way to broadcast out in all aspects what's going on, just a clear communication with things. And what we did also was, with these different media groups of the five of us, we all had different comfort areas. And so we, as a group, selected different areas that were maybe where we had more expertise or knowledge and whatnot, just so we could be more effective at doing this. Because when you track back, be it school districts or local governments or whatever, when you do hit occasional roadblocks or bumps in the road, when you bore down and look at, okay, what was the cause, or quite often it was just a lack of communication. You know, the answers are there, the information is there, it's just a matter of being able to get it easily.
Yeah, and all parties that are truly involved know they're involved.
Exactly.
Everyone on the same page. Awesome.
One caveat I'll throw out, though, is that it's a work in progress.
Oh, totally.
You know, it took till the December meeting to really formalize putting out, you know, a message. Mm-hmm. I wrote a small piece for the Sentinel that detailed the work that's being done in the district, some grant-funded programs that are designed to address some of the social and emotional issues that kids face, and that yeah. certainly obstruct learning and obstruct academic achievement, which is obviously the first and foremost goal of a school district. But as far as the other social media outlets, some of the ones that Eric listed, we're still working on getting the yeah. message up there. And a big challenge that we face is that we as a board have to act as a board. You know, mm-hmm. we can't sort of have an individual person walk away from a meeting and say, well, this is what I heard, this is what I took away, and I'm going to throw that out there and represent the board and the district. Yeah. We have to have a, you know, pretty unified message that mm-hmm. we all agree with. And it's been a little challenging to find ways to get together and come up with that unified message, since we only ever meet in our scheduled meetings.
Yeah.
We are obviously bound to open meeting rules, and we respect those and understand mm-hmm. them, and we only have group conversations when we're in an open meeting forum, and so we don't necessarily want to use up time in our subsequent meeting reviewing mm-hmm. what we talked about at our last meeting, because there's always so much to cover. So we're still working out the kinks on getting that succinct social media message out. So
yeah,
stay tuned.
It definitely makes it interesting when, if you're going from, you know, traditional media sources to really like a multimedia sort of source that like Instagram and Snapchat is, to try to be effective in communication when you're talking about things more than just the written word or the heard word.
Yeah, and we did also identify that with the different, especially the social media, not mm-hmm. everybody, I'll just use Facebook as an example, a broad platform, and we've been working with the district and ourselves, for that matter, that if there is a platform that's being utilized, let's say Facebook, that whatever information a person may be reading on that, we need to make sure that that is equally accessible mm-hmm. by the other media, because there are situations where you can pull up, say, Facebook, and there's a plethora of information, but if you go to a website or some mm-hmm. other platform, it's crickets.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make sure that as we move this, implement it, that across the board, as information is out there, that it's accurate and accessible.
Yeah, however you can get to that information, you should have all of it, definitely. With some of that, the grant funding that you were speaking of, with looking at like mental and emotional development, do you see social media and that outreach playing a part in working on that sort of education?
Certainly, I won't speak for the individuals who are actually working, and I've heard a lot of those folks on these very airwaves talking about things like the STEPS grant, which is supporting transitions and education promises in Southeast Alaska, as well as culturally responsive embedded social emotional learning CRESL grant. Those folks are certainly using social cool. media as a means to communicate with families and mm-hmm. Elicit interactions and, you know, gather information. I know they were working on soliciting, I think it's ongoing, receiving information from families about what are the needs of young children in this town and what are the resources that are available. So I know they're availing themselves quite heavily of social media and on online presence to gather that information.
Excellent.
But they're also sitting down with, you know, having sessions where they sit down with folks mm-hmm. rather than just say, hey, go to that website and, you know, we'll look at what you tell us. They're trying to meet face-to-face.
What you tell me to my face.
Exactly. Yeah. Create more interactions between folks and making people aware of some of the, you know, many, many existing resources in this town that are focused on kids, because it's certainly a kid-focused community.
Yeah, that's a really amazing part of Sitka that, everyone is definitely, I'm always jealous of the kids in town and all the amazing things they get to do. And it's great to see, I mean, goodness, a school board as responsive and, deliberate in trying to make the best possible education system for kids in Sitka. And it's great to see that this is the modern take on how to get as many people aware of what's going on as possible. So I just wanted to reiterate some of the different platforms that you were going, because you got the whole spread. You got your traditional Sitka school district website. You said there's also Facebook and Twitter. And you had other ones?
Instagram. I'm not 100% sure if that's up and running.
Those haven't actually been developed yet, Instagram or Snapchat.
And Snapchat, you know, or some other media sources that are social media that we are looking at.
But it's on the docket to try to get something.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I think, like, to add what Jen was saying, is that there are a lot of leaps and bounds taking place with our district and other places dealing with the achievement gap and different programs that are out there and grants. And we really are clearly, along with the activities of the school and stuff like that, just trying to provide that avenue so people have a clear understanding of what's going on and better informed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, better informed. Yeah, to just make sure every kid in the school district and their families know about all the opportunities and every way that they definitely can be involved. Yeah, to try to, yeah, I feel like you were saying before that in so many little hiccups and road bumps, it usually leads back to just miscommunication. So this is, goodness, you guys are doing an amazing approach, wide stretching approach to try to get that solved. That's amazing. So yeah, goodness, we have all the social media platforms and the traditional media. And if people want to learn a little bit more about this whole strategy, are these good sources to go to?
Sure. I mean, they're good ways to see what information's mm-hmm. available. I certainly would emphasize and express appreciation for the traditional, you know, coverage of our meetings and the mm-hmm. work that's done at our meetings by both you know, KCAW and the Sitka Sentinel. There's always a representative from each of those organizations, as well as, you know, the meetings are recorded and mm-hmm. available for viewing. So we certainly thank all the people who put in considerable hours providing that coverage. And the coverage that is generated, you know, is generally quite informational and accurate, and, you know, we certainly support that. We just want to provide other options as well, and also give a little insight into what the board is taking away from what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often the information that's transmitted is the kind of word for word what's said, what's mm-hmm. you know, what the superintendent's response is, what the business manager reports, those sorts of things. But, you know, how is the board processing that information, and what are we doing with it
Excellent.
Going forward is I think what we're trying to address in a slightly different format.
Excellent. Awesome.
Yeah, and probably just a good starting spot if somebody isn't too sure, they could go to the district website, SickaSchoolDistrict.com, and even a traditional phone call, you know,
Perfect.
To the main office where people can get guided on that stuff too.
Well, excellent. Well, hopefully, yeah, if people have any questions, Lord knows they've got plenty of places to look now to find answers. Well, thank you both very much, Eric and Jennifer, for coming in this morning. Again, if you want to learn more about this, get back to them in your comments about it. You can visit SickaStoolDistrict.com or, goodness, any of the other social media platforms. Thank you both very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron.